And Darius, give it up to our tech genius, tech guru.
Oh, man, I just be clicking
Darius buttons, on the ones and twos, folks. Darius on the
clicking
ones and
twos. Clicking buttons to make sure it works. So hopefully
I'm the designer. He's the techie guy. That's how it works.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys, man. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 173 of the Super Weapon Podcast, most power podcast on the internet. It's your boy, Darius the Artist. I got my co-host DC here with me, and we have a very special guest in the building, man. This is a guy I've been wanting to have on the podcast for a very, very long time, man. It's amazing, the building, man. Thank you for stopping by, man. How are you doing today, sir? Good to see
I'm
you.
I'm doing well, man. Thank y'all so much for having me. I appreciate y'all reaching out. Very, very happy to be here. Hope y'all are doing well, man. Hope y'all woke up blessed today, making good choices. So,
yes, indeed, man. And happy new year to you and everybody who's in chat, man. I see a lot of people from your community are here as well. Thank you guys for stopping by. You know, it's just a good thing to you know, finally get you on, man. Me and DC have been wanting to have you on for a minute. You know, we were kind of talking a little bit before the podcast started. You know, definitely big fans of what you do, man. And, you know, would love to just really kind of, I guess the best place to start, man, is like, you know, what's your journey? You know, how did you kind of get into streaming? And, you know, how did that kind of start for you, man? That's something I don't know, at least. So I would love to, we would love to, I guess, start from there.
Started from a game called Destiny 1, not 2, but 1. I had some Turtle Beaches and Xbox, you know, I'm just like everybody else starting out. I ain't got no computer, ain't got none of this high-tech stuff that I got now. But more likely, I started with an Xbox. I was playing Destiny 1. I was definitely addicted to the game. Destiny 1 was really freaking good. Somehow really grew up on me. Started helping people just because I wanted to meet a lot more people. I found out about what I think that was the first time I found out what looking for a group was. LFG was
NFTs,
my
yeah.
first mm-hmm. yeah first day in finding out what LFG meant. And then I went out there and started looking and starting like going on my phone and looking for people who needed help. And I started being a person that just wanted to go out there and help. And I think it was one team that I helped when I had all this motivation, power, and energy that I was giving to the team. Because, you know, in Destiny 1, a lot of people were struggling with raids. It just was not fun. It was not the go-to. And people had that low mentality energy. And it's like jumping into a team that looked like they've been here for hours. So I was just like, well, let me hype y'all up. We're going to fix this out. And I guess it was like, man, you're filled and pumped with energy, man.
Yeah.
So just bring that morale to the team. And I think after I helped them beat that raid, one of them recommended to me streaming. And I was like, what's that? I never heard of that. What is streaming? And he told me about Twitch, and then I went over to Twitch and literally installed the. I thought you had to have it on Windows or have a PC to stream on Twitch, but somebody told me I can install the app on the Xbox, so I installed the app on the Xbox, and then I just went at it. And then the ones that were the first supporters of mine was the people from LFG. Because they wanted to see me going out there, help other people, see the energy I bring to other people and stuff like that. And it sort of grew out. That was me just, you know, carrying on. And I had no camera, so there was no cameras involved with me. I was literally just a guy with Turtle Beaches, man. And just, you know, vibing out like everybody else to start. You know, I'm just like everybody else when it came into this thing, man. Rough. Don't know what I'm doing. But I'm going to learn.
Passion, yeah.
Yeah.
You learn as you go.
You can see. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that being said, like what really drew me to you, right, is it's definitely your personality and the way that you do come across. And like I said before, we talked about this a little bit off mic. I was saying how I was kind of like drawn to the personality. And then once my bro host Darius here met you in real life and was like, yo, he's really like that. Like, he's just cool. He's positive. Like, it's not a facade with you. It's who you are. And it's like that drew me in even more. And I'm pretty sure people in your community could probably attest to this. People enjoy the good energy that you bring. Now, my question is, like, where does that come from? I always wondered, like, where does that come from? Like, how do you apply that to your life outside of streaming? Like, were you a young guy just coming up and you was just always sunny side up? Or was there a specific moment in life where you just was like, yo, like, this is me. Like, you know, I'm going to be that positive person. I'm going to, you know, try to uplift others and whatever I do. Like, where did that come from? Is it a parent thing? It's something that I've always wanted to know.
We wasn't coming out here sticks and stones of great smiles. No. I want to say that we were kids. Oh, at the end of the day, being kids, you don't really know too much about life, don't know too much about a personality, just living life. I think I started looking on the sunny side after the ages of 21.
Okay.
21, because I'm 35. 21 is when things changed. I wasn't necessarily doing things that were bad. I was just doing things that were 21, 18. Going out, partying, having a good time, laugh, stupid decisions. We out drinking, this, that, and the third. I was, even at those ages, I still didn't drink, believe it or not. I did drink on my 18th. Yeah. No, on my 21st. I went in and drank, and I think that was the last time I ever drank. I don't like drinking too much. But I did do all the things that came with the fun of being around those ages. I didn't have any really listen to things until I started reaching the ages of like 23, 24, like things didn't really start to really hit me as much until that time. And the only reason I say that is because my grandmother always told me I was a special voice. And I was young. So at the end of the day, telling me I am a special voice, like you're something special. You don't really know the answer behind that until you get older and it start to click, you know, when they always things and the way of life that I hate so much, which is what I'm trying to change as of now, is when people leave is when I start to understand, and not like when they're here, I wish I could have, you know, told them like, yeah, I get it. I understand now. You know what I mean? And that goes along with my dad. I think I start observing my dad a lot more at the ages of 23, 24. My dad was a hardworking man, 3-4 jobs in, taking care of 3 of us, even a kid that wasn't even his. I wanted to be just like him. I know for sure when I was young, I wanted to be just like him. He would smile. You could never tell. You could never tell if my dad was like even struggling. He would smile through it all in front of us. And then if I did see him not in the mood to be himself, you can tell when he was down, but you rarely could see that from him. He was always, he was a smiling guy. People loved to be around him. He was church going. He was always that type of a blessing and always prayed for us. I know he wanted, I've always known my dad wanted to be the best that he could and give us the best that he could. And I will always give him that respect, and if I could thank my dad today, I would. But I look to the sky and thank him every day now. So it's like I think at that age I started pushing more of my dad. My dad told me just be myself. Don't pretend to be nobody. I'm not. He just knew I wasn't the type of person to go out there and party. He knew I wasn't that type of guy. He knew I wasn't the type of guy to go out there and do all those things. I was an in-home boy. Played a lot of video games. I try to change my ways, just listening to other people. So I've been down there with listening to other people, trying to be cool, hang with the cool kids, and you get nothing from it. I started focusing more on myself when he told me to be myself. And being myself was such a hard thing to do because you don't fit in as much. And I was the type of person back then at those ages, definitely wanted to try to fit in and make friends and hopefully that people like me for who I was. Started reaching up, man. And I think that I started reaching up. And I think, like, yet again, we go back to that part is when you always lose them. When you lose them is when you it clicks. started just realizing, like, I'm not here to impress other people anymore, because I've been down a lot of paths in my life, man. I've been down the struggles. I've been down the struggle paths. I've been down the paths of questioning. I've been down the paths of I might be doing it right. I've been down the paths of lying to myself. I've been down so many paths. I think after this losing the best person in my life sort of, like, you know, opened my eyes to knowing exactly where I truly wanted to go, you know, and be okay with that without opinion, without thought, without somebody telling me where I should be or where I want to be, just doing it for me, not doing it for everyone else. I don't want to fit in anymore. I just want to be me. And I think I've been loving that about life, is I could be me. I could be positive. I can enjoy myself, the person I've always wanted to be. Now I don't want to fit in. I just want to do me.
I love that, man.
And it's like, I feel that I could relate to that so much, yeah. Because I had that point in my life where I just stopped caring. Like, it was a point in my life where I cared too much about what other people thought about me. And then once you get to a certain point, it's like a certain kind of freedom that is hard to explain. But like, once you get there, it's like stuff starts to click more. So I definitely can relate to what you're saying as far as just, you know, being yourself and then everything else, having everything else fall into place.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, yeah. You know, I think, you know, for me, you know, the one word that comes to mind when I think about, you know, you, your content, your personality, is you're just a relentless individual. You know, you definitely, you know, you've been through the ringer with a lot of things in life. You know, I definitely identify with losing a parent. You know, just, you know, almost 3 years ago, I lost my mother as well. She was somebody I was incredibly close to.
Yeah.
And you just have those retrospective moments where you really could just, you know, you wish you could go back and have that one more conversation, that, you know, just to continue, you try to do things to continue to make them proud. And, you know, I can definitely tell you that has shaped you in a way that a lot of people don't understand until they go through something like that. And
yeah, man,
you know, it's, you know, I was getting a little emotional while you were talking about your dad just now, man. And, you know, I can definitely tell that he's somebody that, you know, put a lot into you. You know, he definitely filled the cup of amaze and turned you into the person that you are, man. And, you know, that's just something I really appreciate about you as a person, you know, and as a father yourself, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
You definitely seem like you know who you are at this point. And that's a difficult thing for a lot of content creators. And that's something that we talk about too. Yeah.
And your son's going to see that. It's definitely something he's going to, what people don't understand is kids subconsciously, they see that. Mm-hmm. So if they see a confident father and, you know, if you stand in your convictions and you are who you are, that's going to help your child as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just a beautiful thing, man. And, you know, I do want to, you know, touch back on like destiny and your pivot from that community into what you've been doing now, you know, focusing more on music and, you know, your move to Kick. You know, I just want to, you know, kind of just touch on like what kind of led to you pivoting away, not just from Destiny, but, you know, you seem like you have a pretty big passion for music itself. You know, you write your own music. You know, I listened to the stream before last. I went back and watched, and that last song you played for everyone that you were recording live went pretty crazy. I think the song's called Work, I believe.
Like a twerker banger for the streaming community. Yeah.
You were like naming people and stuff. Like, it was cool, man. Like, so what kind of, you know, led to that decision for you? You know, like I said, not just the music thing, but just moving over to Kick as well.
Wait, hold on. Before you answer that, I kind of want to go in chronological order here. I want to kind of start with Destiny because I'm very curious, like, because there was like a Destiny shift and then that kind of translated to the whole movement from Twitch to Kick. Like, was it simultaneously? Was it just like both at the same time? Like, you know what?
Oh, there's stories.
Hey, give us the juice, man. We here for it.
Anything you feel comfortable talking about.
Anything you feel, hey, whatever
I'll
you
be
want
real
to talk
with
about.
You. I feel comfortable with anything I'm talking about here. I'm awesome. Like, yeah, it's juice. Destiny. Oh, Destiny. Mr. Positive, turning and painting pictures. Destiny 2. Talking about successful or hate or is it real or... I was in Destiny 2 and I was getting a lot of recognition.
Yeah.
It was for the freestyles. I think I started to blow up the day the devs blew up. That one freestyle that I created was when I started seeing the upside of recognition and follows and the who I am as a person coming to the field. And a lot of people were I felt like a lot of people wanted to paint the picture as Maze needs to be positive and that's all he needs to be. And I was always positive, always been positive. But when you playing a game, man, you've been here so long and you're going through the ringer from disrespect for calling me racial things and then creating a racial scenario for me so I can go and because I fell into that category on them because they really got me. Like going for my son, they're creating these Destiny 2 is in these some of these toxic creators in Destiny 2 are so toxic that they can go out there and create a scenario to make me angry, to paint a picture so it look like I end up being that person because of the things that they create in scenarios. And I already had caught on to the tricks that they were doing because they still do it to this day, which I don't care for. I got the words for them, F them. The whole entire mindset that I was doing was I was trying... I loved Destiny 2. I enjoyed it. I always speak freely. I never followed everybody else when it came to Destiny 2. If you didn't like Destiny 2, that seemed like a you problem. I will post that. I don't care who's going to come for me. I will tell you that sound like a you problem. I'm going to tell you that I love this and I love that about Destiny because everybody who played Destiny 2 came with negative situations. And I know that everybody who was playing Destiny 2 was not feeling the same way as these other individuals. And y'all know Twitter. They're going to put the toxic stuck at the top and people are going to chase toxicity, this, that, and the third, just so they can get a little bit of recognition from Bungie or Destiny in general. Like they think that was the way and it wasn't. You know what I mean? Everybody is not going to be happy with the game, but just because you don't like something does not mean that I'm going to go over there and say, yeah, bro, you're right. No, I enjoyed this about the game. Of course, I'm going to get attacked, you know, and then at the end of the day, using all of the hateful slurs, I just received everything from Destiny, from swatting to disrespectful lingo to disrespecting my son to disrespecting my dad after I lost him. I received every bit from Destiny 2. And I took that and I was still smiling. I was still being myself because at the end of the day, I don't change who I am because of how you feel. But I did have problems. I had problems with everything that was going on with that because while I'm trying to enjoy your game and build up my community, you got this whole entire toxic side of Destiny 2 that I cannot stand till this day. That comes in and harasses people. And I was a superhero of positive in Destiny 2. Like, I wasn't having it. If you got to go out there and you were about to disrespect the game or disrespect somebody for enjoying the game, I was going to be there to speak my piece to hold down Destiny 2 peaceful side, the positive side of Destiny 2. I would speak and people didn't like it. And then... if I was to go negative and speak my mind on some of these kids that create this toxic environment, the toxic environment will find the negative things and say, oh, that's not so positive of you. Blah, blah, blah. And I will always say the scenarios y'all are creating right now, it's going to be gullible because all these toxic individuals are going to want to see that slander happen. They're going to like it. They're going to apply pressure to it. They want y'all to go out there and destroy me. And I tell you one thing that God love about me and God don't like about you. God don't like ugly. God loves somebody preaching positivity. You can never break a person that's always been holding down forefront for what he believes in and what games he enjoys. I believe speaking freely and I spoke freely for the heaviest ways. What I didn't like about Destiny 2's community is when you had somebody like myself being good and speaking out about the game in a great way and speaking out for things for positive individuals who enjoyed the game, and you had positive and negative individuals won't even defend me when I was getting my name slapped. That was one thing that I did not like. And Destiny 2 was famous for doing that. They were so nervous that they couldn't even defend somebody. But you got people that know how to defend somebody that don't got nothing behind them when you're trying to get growth. I can tell when content creators or small creators trying to build themselves up are trying to chase growth. Because at the end of the day, you got people that say, we appreciate and love what you do. Even secretly in a DM telling me, thank you. Thank you for what you do. We love what you do. But then watch when I get slandered and slapped out of my mind that you can't be in my place when I'm trying to defend myself. But you can be in the place of others defending them when they are trying to defend themselves. But when it came to Amaze, nobody came to his aid, right? When it came to me, nobody came to his aid. And I'm the one that's going out here speaking great about the game. I've been out here and done music videos for this game. I've been and done a lot of things for Destiny 2 that no one is ever going to know about. I've done these things for this game. I've met the greatest individuals from the management teams. I've met a lot of these individuals. I've done a lot for Destiny 2. And you can take that mindset with Twitch. Twitch has the same mindset, pitchforks, this, that, and the third. Everybody's, I always call cult groups or whatever type of group, secretarity groups that everybody's got, because that's how it operates. Whether it's a video game, whether it's Call of Duty, whether it's Destiny 2, whatever the case may be, all right? It can be any way like that, all right? It doesn't matter what the case is. All areas carry a separate and, I want to say separate and reputation group. No matter how it be, because at the end of the day, man, if you know how powerful you are, and I know how powerful I am, this ain't cockiness. This is just truth. I know how powerful I am. I know my impact. I know my focus. Numbers ain't gonna ever be the reason for me to go out here and develop. All right. Ain't gonna ever be the way for me to develop in life and get to where I want to be. Numbers will never be the way. But being truthful and sticking to self and knowing more about how powerful I am as a person, that's going to take me places. I left Twitch because Twitch, everybody's asking, like, everybody wanted to know about Twitch thing. I left Twitch because Twitch was not going to be able to take care of me when it came to my values. I was used to Twitch and okay with Twitch when I was getting my money's worth. Yeah. I don't care what anybody in this industry tells you. Money is the only way you're going to live on this earth. If you tell me that you're doing it for free and it's not about the money and you ain't got no job, yeah, you're going to be the reason that you be upset tomorrow, months on end. You're creating a bad mentality for yourself. In this economy, you never want to use the word free because the value of the dollar is dead. I'm going to tell you that my money was very important to me. And I don't know how other streamers move, but I work my ass off in this industry. I don't take a day off. I've been streaming every day. When I was on Twitch, I gave them all the dedication. Thank you so much for the stage time. But that, at the end of the day, don't do anything for me. And the dang show didn't change my crowd. I stayed the same. Thank you so much for trying to do this, that, and the third. That stuff to me is not enough. When you go and apply yourself to somebody you truly believe in and you know they can make a change in the world, then you're going to apply it. But y'all are industry. But at the end of the day, and I get it, run by Amazon. And Amazon ain't paying my bills. Nor have you came to my place to go over there and invest in my plate. If you have not invested in this plate, you don't get to eat here. Why are you coming into a place you ain't never been to eat on my plate and take all my money from there? How you going to sit there and 50-50 me and take all that? Ain't no way I'm finna benefit from that. Ain't no way I'm finna benefit from that. I'm a streamer that go out here and work at his highest caliber every day and go out there and spread that love in that vibe, in that focus to so many individuals. Tell me why the world you think I should be staying here on Twitch and I got people who eating off my plate and has not even took the time to go out there and even involve themselves with my channel. If you have never been in my channel, but you know at the end of the month when we getting a paycheck from Twitch to go out here and take 50-50 of my plate that I worked and put my thoughts, my time, my vocals, my whole entire energy into, and you're going to tell me you're going to come over here and take what I made off my plate? And you ain't never done nothing to do nothing to put me on forefront. I ain't been on no billboards like that. You ain't put me on no front areas. You ain't goddamn did this or the third for me to be seen and shine on your platform. So tell me why you think I need to sit my ass here and goddamn stream on your platform and build up my audience and make you some money when you finna come out here and eat everything that I just made. Oh, no. Nah. You can have that Amazon. I'm a peace out. I went over to Kick, and trust me, I heard the words. I heard all of that, this, that, and third about it. I don't listen to the noise. I'm telling y'all right now. I said I do me. I didn't say I go out there and do this for anybody else. Ain't nobody else. Your noise, your words ain't going to take care of me, my family. We not going to eat off your noise on Twitter. And I don't go to the internet for all the facts. I go out here and build it off myself for what I see. Actions can always speak louder than words. And everybody on Twitter, whatever, X, Elon, Huss, whatever, y'all go out there and y'all listen to everybody else. And that's your first problem. Because that's how why half of you creators ain't going nowhere right now. Because you listen to everybody else. You let the world on Twitter, around the internet universe, make your decisions for you. When you got power for yourself and you speak for yourself and you make the moves for yourself, then you're going to go places. But until then, and you stick to the internet, you're always going to boo-hoo it all the way out because you're listening to the internet. Oh, they did this, that, and the third. Tell me why I'm going to give a dang about what somebody at the top doing. They don't care about me when I move over to this platform. I'm coming over here to eat. I'm coming over here to put my name up. That's what I'm coming to do. I'm coming to focus on this brand, something I put my money into. That's what I'm doing. So when I go out there and get on Kick, I'm more successful than I was on Twitch. And I've only been over here on Kick for about 8 months. Come on now. And I'd have been on Twitch for 7 to 8 years.
Right.
You tell me at the end of the day, I'm on Kick and I'm more successful than I've ever been. Yep. I can quit my job today and be all right. I am doing awesome, everything that I need to do. I left that. After I've left Twitch, I love Destiny 2 too. Because no, at the end of the day, no offense, I appreciate Destiny 2 and everything that they did for me. But the community, they could hold one. They could definitely hold one. I ain't going to tell y'all what it is because I think a lot of y'all could put it in your head. And Twitch, same with you. No disrespect, but you could hold one. I don't like how y'all marketing people and how they did me after I left for you telling me how much you appreciate me and you love me. Your dang show made a secret move that I did not like. And I've been nothing but respectful and kind-hearted to you. Kick, I just don't know. I don't know what it is with Kick either, but I'm on Kick and I'm eating. I'm doing me. I went over to say when I started on Kick that I was going to start fresh. I was going to go get uncomfortable to get comfortable. So I went over there to do the things that I truly love with passion, what I had in Destiny 2, which was what y'all seen, was music. This time I took the games out. This time I went out there and started focusing on my craft. I met a couple of individuals that sort of put that into my head and my mindset. Shouts out to Dubs Music for getting me back in the, getting me back in the booth to make music. I was in it, just focused on freestyles when I first came to Kick, and all the heads, the management, everybody came in there to be shocked and amazed by what it was that I was doing. And they loved it. That's just how, I guess, things started. They asked me, did I want partnership? I told them, no, I want to work for everything that you're asking for. All these numbers that you're asking for, I'm going to work for it. I don't want you to give me a thing. And I did that. I worked my butt off. I didn't take handouts. Maze don't do handouts. I apply pressure. I like working, baby. That's my whole way of my life. My dad was a grinder. That's how I be. You asking for numbers. This is your platform. I'm just here to meet the requirements. You know what I mean? And be me. Be good at what I'm doing it. I always believe, man, going into focusing on something that you're trying to do in life is literally focusing your craft and creativity. It's always a grind, but it's always learning and stepping stones. I always believe if you hand me something, I'm going to miss steps. So I'm going to go out here and I'm going to focus and I'm going to build up. That way when I say I got this check mark, I got this check mark, but I learned the hoops. I learned the struggles because everybody look at struggles as failures and stuff like that. I look at struggles as process and learning stepping stones. You know what I'm saying? I would never look at a failure as I didn't do right. I would never tell myself I didn't do right. I would tell myself I learned something. I did this, I did that, I improved on that. And that's why I get to where I am on Kick. And that's why Kick has been more of a love for me at the moment. So it's more necessarily not there what's happening on the platform, because I can give two shits about the platform, what's happening with that. It's more likely focused on my brand and built myself up on a platform that's throwing money. You know what I mean?
And see, and that's, you know,
let that boy cook.
I was gonna say, first of all, man, like, you know, once again, like I said, just absolutely relentless with what you do, man. And you know, I feel like, especially, you know, with the way that the content creation industry is now, you just spoke on it as well. You know, you have a lot of this tribalism, you know, like, you know, I don't play Destiny much anymore myself because of a lot of that stuff as well. You know, it seems like the community really just kind of turned on itself at some point. And
yeah, they really put that in themselves.
Yeah. You know, they did it to themselves, man. And whether, irregardless of, you know, whether people agree with, you know, how the game state is now, or, you know, with all the stuff that's been going on with Bungie the last couple of months, you know, a community, you know, the games aren't anything without their communities. And Destiny really has kind of pushed away a lot of good content creators like yourself. And I don't blame you for leaving, man. And I even applaud it. You know, you talked about it. Yeah, you knew what you wanted. You know, you left Twitch. You know, you made yourself uncomfortable. And these are the types of things, and this is why we love talking to people, because, you know, I get something out of this as well as a content creator. You know, you always want to learn from your peers. And, you know,
knowledge is key, man. Knowledge is key, baby.
Yeah, and you took a leap of faith on yourself because you knew, you bet on yourself. And a lot of people don't have the wherewithal or the courage to do something like that. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, like I said, man, you know, before we even got started, I really appreciate you as a person, and I could just tell that, you know, hell, you turned down a partnership. You know, not many people would have done that.
Hey, yo, kid. Hear me out real quick.
I don't think people caught that part. I just wanted to highlight that. He had the partnership in his lap, and he decided to work for it, man.
He wanted to work for it.
Yeah.
So that way, no one can come back and say, oh, well, Amazed, you were given this. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, they handed it out to him. He didn't earn it.
Well, whatever. He didn't earn anything. Blah, blah, blah. But it's so much. I feel like there's so many layers to who you are, right?
Right.
I see, I always put this in your comments because I really do. I see the vision. I can see it. Like, you have 10 songs on Spotify right now. Mm-hmm. You have 10 songs. Last I checked, which was this morning, you had 10. One of my favorites was the DMX-inspired song because I am a huge DMX fan. So that's my go-to song right there.
It's one of my favorite songs, man. I love that song.
For sure. And that, you literally have enough songs to literally drop an EP or a full-length album if you wanted to. You have 10 songs. That's usually what people are doing nowadays anyway. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, I always say I see the vision because I can see you doing your own type of tiny desk type live event on Kick, you know, with your music and, you know, what you, and I see the team that you're building over there, like Voltron. I see these guys, man. I'll be in the background. I'll be lurking a lot. I might not comment a lot, but I'll be lurking. I see the covers that you're making. What goes into this stuff, people don't realize, like, people, they're putting their energy into this. Like, the covers are freaking dope as hell, man. The one, God's Time, I believe.
Demon Time and God's Time. Yeah.
That's telling the story.
God Time's coming soon.
Yeah. So I see you reaching more into your music bag, which seems to be more of your passion. And with Kick, also, you know, you guys got the showcase coming tonight, I believe, right?
Yeah. The Underground Uprise season one. Yep.
I really, 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 because I'm a music fan. Like, anybody who know me know I literally listen to music all day. So I see what you're doing with the music, and I think taking that angle and kind of being true to who you are, a person who started off in the Destiny community. Like, I remember this guy, right? The first time, maybe the second time I watched, I don't remember, but this guy was like sniping people and freestyling about it. It was like the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. And I called my brother and I was like, yo, you got it. Cause my brother, he's a big hip hop fan as well. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, you got to see this shit. Like, yo, this guy is freestyle. He's killing people, and it's so disrespectful to rap as you're killing me. Don't kill me and rap about me, okay? That's probably where the beef came from in the community. I'm just saying, you know, don't kill me. But no, like, the things that you're doing, I feel like Kick, where you shine at is, and I said this too on my Twitter. I said, hey, Twitch, and I added them too. I was like, I really think you guys dropped the ball on this. I was like, I really think you guys dropped the ball on Amaze. I really do, because it seemed like Kick seen your vision and they kind of embrace it. Mm-hmm. And they're supporting. I see the guys that you talk to.
Think about it, man. They're a new platform. And of course, their platform is filled with toxicity. But when you come in with somebody who has a common sense level of positivity, full force impact, and not viewership, I think Kick is starting to pay attention to how impactful I am. mm-hmm. and what that can do for them and as a business model, because they're going to look at it as a business model. I'm going to look at it as I'm just trying to build up family and get people to work together and be together. Know that togetherness can pull you higher, not numbers, but togetherness. That is the biggest and most important key to life. Twitch doesn't have it. Kick could possibly have it with me. So it's a way that you need to pay attention and actually start listening. Kick didn't start listening in the beginning, but they start paying attention when they sing, you know?
I agree, man. And honestly, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was a little skeptical of the platform when it first came, you know, when it first came about. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, I started streaming on Mixer. You know, I miss Mixer. I wish, you know, it was still around, but, you know, it imploded for the reason that it did. We don't need to go into it. But, you know, a lot of people who, you know, Twitch, I always say, like, the foundation is really settled. You know, it's really hard to grow on Twitch. You know, for people who don't know, it's incredibly difficult to grow and to stand out on a platform that has, I think it's something like 2 million people a month stream on the platform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you going over to Kick and wanting to change the public perception of the platform, you know, you definitely have really, you've had a big effect on me for wanting to start to explore the platform now. You know,
it's about that time, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, no better time than now. Always you never want to pay attention yet again to all the noise. I tell you right now, I joined a platform and it was like, if you join this platform, this is what you'll be. And I look at you in your head and say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? That don't make me anything, man. Everything's company marketing. It does not matter where you go. At the end of the day, I'm my brand. I ain't nobody else. You ain't going to tell me what I'm going to be because I joined the platform. Because if we going to do that, I'm finna tell you how you look on purple in my eyes. You know what I mean? But that's for another conversation that they not prepared for. So I just let them go ahead and rise. I ignore it and do what I do. And I've been more successful than anything, and I'm still the same person. So let me tell you, ain't nothing changed for me. Ain't nobody tell me this. I'm going to speak up on the platform of what I've been through. I'm going to speak up on the platform of how I feel about it. I'm going to say my part because this is just like Destiny 2 to me. You know what I mean? This is like a Destiny 2, except for it's just a kick vibe, and it's how it is for me on that individual. I get it, man. People got dedication. Numbers don't mean nothing no more in this industry, which is why I don't care about how dedication, because if Twitch was quick enough to dislocate themselves away from me when I move, ain't no telling how they gonna feel about you being here for 10, 15 years. They probably gonna have the same deal. At the end of the day, a lot of people gotta understand these are companies and businesses. They ain't your friend. Mm-hmm. They don't care about you.
Absolutely.
If you ain't making them no money, they don't care how much time you value, how much time you put in. You could be dead and gone, but the show must go on. At the end of the day. So if they thinking like that, why can't think like that for me? Let me go ahead and move out here. And I'm not gonna care about who on the internet thinks what. I'm coming out here to make my money. I'm coming out here to focus up. I'm coming to get paid so I can invest and build towers with friends and family that I have built on Kick. Because, you know, that's more of a dedication of people working together, not caring about numbers. So, yeah, it's no Twitch thing.
Impact Kick over numbers, man.
I'm teaching it over on Kick. And people starting to wake up slowly but surely. They see who doing numbers and they see who real about the things that they do. They paying attention. I don't got to talk to them. Actions speak louder than words, baby.
And see, and, you know, once again, man, like that's something I really love, because, you know, that public perception, you know, a lot of people are quick to mention that, you know, Kick is having, you know, doesn't have any ads. You know, there's no real ad platform. There's no sponsorships that want to touch the platform. But I could see that changing over the next year.
It would definitely change when the platform grows. Of course, ads are going to get, you know, they got to get paid, too. So I get it.
Yeah.
No, for sure. And I think a lot of misconceptions, like when it comes to like streaming platforms, like people just get stuck on the giant, right? Like everyone just like everyone kind of looks at Twitch as the end all be all, and they're not willing to give anything else a chance. Because even when Mixer came around, it was the same talks. They had the same talks. It was the same thing, like, oh, this, that, and the third. It was all this like negative energy toward it, but no one was willing to kind of like give it a try, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. like you said, it's just like, hey, I can put my brand here, I can put it there, but at the end of the day, it's my brand and we are a business. You look at it, I tell people all the time, treat your channel as if it was a network, a TV network, and you're in business with Twitch. Business is different from a friendship. business is,
you can't make no friendship with companies. It ain't happening.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. And a lot of people, like, they get in here and they have this kind of what I like to call this buddy-buddy mentality of, oh, Twitch is going to look out for me. But at the end of the day, we talk about this. Darius, how many times we talk about this? We be like, yo, we could literally wake up Monday and Amazon be like, yo, Twitch ain't really making us money. Yeah, they could shut it down. Amazon could be like, yo, or let's say something crazy happened on Twitch and they just be like, yo, it's just not worth the squeeze anymore.
Look at, I mean, like, hell, man, we talked about what's happening to Twitch Korea. For those of you who don't know, it's going to cease to exist in about a month. Like, those streamers will no longer be able to monetize. They will no longer be able to stream on the platform. Like, it's, you know, you really have to take stock of what you want to do in this industry, what you want to get out of it, you know.
And your brand.
Everybody has the ability to multi-stream now. You can make content, you know, on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Kick. Like,
I want to speak on that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Multicasting. Let's talk about that. Maze don't do multicasting. I don't believe in multicasting. The reason I don't believe in multicasting, because I don't believe in building audience in multiple areas at the same time. I would never live off that logic. I would never believe that logic is real. It works for certain people. Right? I will always say it. If you got the bigger audience, of course, multicasting, streaming right. gonna work for you. But if you have no audience and nothing's going for you, this multicasting ain't for you. You're gonna be missing out on more opportunities on what platform could give you the most, because of you thinking you're building an audience there. You know what I mean? Me, I'm technically not a fan of people who do multicasting. I don't like watching two channels, because when I'm talking to you and you go out there and you talk to somebody else, I'm not really thinking of you in a sense, in a situation. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm talking to you and I'm like, oh, who are you talking to? Oh, somebody on YouTube. I'm sorry, I'm talking this. So I'm not watching channels that do multicasting. I like one that's dedicated to a channel. So if I'm going to go on Twitch, I'm expecting you to talk to me on Twitch. If I'm going to go over Kick, I'm expecting you to talk to me on Kick. YouTube, etc. You know what I mean? Like,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that sit there and think that multicast is going to be the way, but it's not. It's not going to be the way for a lot of people. A lot of people have, like, literally have not come up with the conception that you're not going to develop doing multicasting things. If you think you are, good luck. But I am not finna tell everybody to go out here and follow me on thousands of platforms that I know that they're not gonna watch me on.
I understand that perspective, actually.
Yeah.
I've been kind of thinking about that as well, because if you sit here, I like that people diversify their content, but if you're just streaming, like if you just get on just to stream, like if you just get on the stream Destiny, get on the stream Apex, and that's all you do, you won't see any sort of growth, right?
You really just
like, I agree. You know, it's kind of funny that the way that you put it, it actually makes a lot of sense. So
yeah.
let me ask you, you know, for somebody who wants to start streaming, or if they want to start making content, how would you have some, you know, what type of advice would you give somebody to diversify their content? Because, you know, YouTube,
we're going to use the old secret sauce that was never broken. You must apply, bro. If you're going to go out here and make content on Kick, go out there and learn how to edit. Or if you're a full-time creator, which I can't wait to be, yeah. You got time on your hands. You're a full-time creator. When you in life and streaming ain't about going live 9 hours a day and say, yeah, I stream for 9 hours. Congratulations. Now, when you going to edit this content that we've seen since you said you stream for 9 hours a day? Because most people stream for 9 hours a day, and yeah, that's all they believe they need to do. Right. Which I don't know what this marketing term or this magic is coming from for people who believe just because they stream for 10 hours or 21 hours, way to go, bro.
Then they made rent. That's all they need to do to make rent, right?
Exactly. Like they thought they was going to make money. You can stream 21 hours and get no subs. And right. I've seen plenty of people doing it. I think a lot of people who are, my advice for a lot of people who are new to the game and stepping into the streaming area is go in here and find your niche. That's what you need to start doing. No one comes into the game, hit the stream live button, and believe that you finna get like 1,000 subs, or you feel like you about to get the best viewership on the platform. For one, you need not to come in here with the motto of I want this many viewers, because that means you've been watching people and somebody must have filled your head with it's that easy to do. If somebody tell you that streaming is easy to do, they're lying to you. All right? Streaming will never be easy. Going live will never be easy. You going out here and expecting the best, expect the worst when you're going out here, because at the end of the day, you need to come in with some real expectations, not false expectations. Build content, what I would recommend, 4 hours of dope content. And when you're done, go and find a way to edit it, with matter whether it be your phone. If you're good with editing on your phone, edit on your phone. Get some content out there and use it that way. Don't multicast it, because I'm going to tell you right now, that's just not going anywhere. Go and diverse it by creating it the old school methods, posting it on YouTube. They've got a thing that you can pay for where it posts it all on every area for you for a certain amount of money. But at the end of the day, that's a different level. You can step into that if you want to, if you feel like you don't have the time or you just don't want to do that. But I mean, as a full-time content creator, why wouldn't you want to do that? You know what I mean?
Why are you not investing in yourself, right?
Exactly.
It's important.
Right. Go out there, create the content. And don't be so advanced. You just got here. You know what I mean? Don't go crazy with the work on YouTube edits. If you feel like that, like, you put so much time in and expected so much back, you cannot go with that expectation. I always say keep it simple and keep it pushing. Simple content simple content is the best content. I believe going advanced is when you're getting paid, somebody paying you. Then you go with advanced. But keeping it simple, keeping it pushing. I'm not all about looking at all the crazy transitions and artwork and doing that. I like it if it's paid and it's yours and I'm supporting it, then you best believe I got you, because I'm going to be like, wow. You know what I mean? That's your stuff. But if you're just coming in, 4 hours of content, pick days that are comfortable for you, create content on every level, go back into your streams and get, matter of fact, doing streams, have somebody there or yourself, go get clips and things that you thought were pretty dope. Make content out of it, do edits, certain days for a certain amount of edits and spread them, let them ride, come up with great captions. Pay attention to go and look at some of the bigger creators and what captions they use. Those are the ones that usually popping on YouTube. Learn the algorithm, because algorithm is important. Doesn't matter what platform it is. X has a different algorithm. TikTok has a different algorithm. So learn the algorithm paths, start writing down the times and when you should be posting. Something blows up and it blew up, write the time down on how that blew up and do it again on that day. Every day the algorithm switches up. Always try to keep up with the trend. Don't try to go out there and do the trend, but keep up with the trend and see what you can add in with flavor. Put some brand new flavor in there with the trend that they got going on. That's an old school term. Y'all know about that. The vibe behind it is when you're as a new streamer, don't go in here and expect the best. Just go in here and learn. You need to learn. You're new. Learn. Learn the game. Learn about streaming. Learn about it. You can stream for 10 hours. That's cool. If you came in stream for 10 hours and you came in with expectations, that's where you went wrong. You played yourself. You should have never did that. Just come in here and learn the game. Take your time. Don't rush the process. As I had to go live, even if you got one or two people, shoot, if you got one person that's talking to you, I'm a clap. Talk to them. Get to know them. About who are, how you treat people. You never know who's going to come in and watch you. You could be talking to one person kindly. You get follows that way. People like how you treat people. Yep. They believe that they can get the same expect. So come in this thing, man, without those expectations. Don't come in here expecting anything. Always be prepared. Prepared. I always tell myself this. Be prepared and expect the unexpected, because you never know what happens.
Never know.
So yeah, that's real.
I love that advice, ooh, man. That was, hey, you know, boy, I hope y'all are writing this down, cook. Please.
We are letting him cook. And speaking of, you know, you say keep it simple, keep it pushing. I just want to let you know that will be the name of the episode, guys. You know, we do that around here. We like to announce it when someone say something fire. I just got to put it out there. But
hey, man,
with all that being said, man, it's just, where do I go from here? It's so much. Okay, so
come on, bring it to me. You got me here. This is the perfect time.
Hey, you got to hurry up and buy that R8 too, because they're discontinuing them. I just thought.
Yeah, I know. I'm all over it right now. Don't worry. I got a mindset for it. We all here working. We working, baby.
For sure. For sure. Now, with that being said, you make this monumental move over to Kick. Now, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, but being a person that watched you, I felt it through the screen, right? I felt the frustrations, right? I felt it. I was like, you know, this guy, he's been through so much with what you just discussed earlier, hate raids, the whole night. And I, and you know what's crazy? Because I was there for each one of those things. And I remember someone said some very wild shit of like about your son. I remember all that shit on Twitter. And I'm like, you know, people hide behind these computer screens. We're not going to even get into that because people know how I feel about that. But, you know, I felt the way that you dealt with it was you were very tactful, but at the same time, I could see it building. And I'm pretty sure your community.
Pay attention to the tweets of what happened when I was going through that. Mm-hmm. The tweets
I felt it building. So I felt like there was a change coming. So when you kind of like announced the move, I was like, I really kind of wasn't surprised by it, but I was wondering what that move was going to entail. Cause just like Darius said, you know, it's something new. We got something new here with Kick at the time. And I was just like, I don't know, like, you know, will his community follow him and support him? Cause you know, switching from platforms is really tough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes people who don't,
it's never going to be the easiest move doing that, you know? So,
yeah. So I was like, you know, it almost became like a TV series, like, amazed, like, what's gonna happen now? So I'm like, yo, like, so I went over there and like, honestly, I'm gonna be real with you, like, you're one of the reasons why I come over to Kick. I don't be over at Kick too often, but I'm starting to kind of like,
I'm starting to see you a lot more there. You ain't gonna tell, I ain't gonna tell nobody else. I'm gonna look out for you here, but I'm starting to see you in there. I ain't gonna tell Darius and nothing like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
I need to spend some more time over there, man. Like I said, I went to watch the last couple of, you know, streams you had, and you know, it's definitely the vibe is
ain't no different. Ain't no different.
It's really not, man. Like,
you still have that vibe, right? But I feel like there's a little more aggressive energy.
I feel free. We ain't gonna lie. I feel free. I don't feel trapped. You know, Twitch got all these rules and all this, the things that you can't do, cannot do, and things you can't say. Nah, I feel free. I feel like when
you
I
feel
see
like
a troll,
gonna change,
when I see a troll, he finna catch the rolls. You know what I'm saying? Do I feel like it's gonna change on Kick?
Well, as it grows.
I mean, as it grows as a company, of course, I don't believe that we're gonna be chained up like we are here on Twitch, but I do believe that they're gonna grow as a platform of things. More rules are gonna be implemented. Like, I mean, of course, let's be smart here. Some of the stupid shit that you see on Kick that just needs to change, that definitely will change. Yeah. Things need to be more implemented because the things that people consider content is just not content. If that's content, we are in trouble in 2024 going up to 2030. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say, yeah, those things need to change. I know we in the world of the free, but geez Louise, yeah, there is limitations when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I don't care if you find it as content, but your platform will not develop pushing that kind of content. Really need to focus on the waves that I'm pushing. And I think they're seeing the waves that I'm pushing. People got to pay attention out here. I already told people I ain't here to pave a way for Kick. I'm here to pave a way for myself. Kick, get involved with what it is that I'm doing, then that's what we going. And Kick is just seeing me just pave a way for myself. They say I don't care about numbers. They only see that I care about impact. As I told you, I make my money. I make my money working. I got a very dedicated community over there, blessing me. So many people over there, man, that really want to see me succeed and the best in me. Shouts out my community. Shouts out to the ones that really pay attention to my development and see where I'm going. Because I'm not only pushing myself, but I'm pushing the people around me. And that's real.
I want to see. Man. I definitely want to see the music, like the music and the music categories and stuff. I'm really into that. So, what you guys are over there doing, man. And as far as like the music go, like I said, I would love to just like one day you just have this amaze, like just live set. You know what I'm saying?
You hit them
with the bops. And I actually see something with that. Like, I think it's something different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's all about, like trying to create original, fresh content. And as long as Kick, like,
baby, we don't want to follow. Maze don't follow trend, baby. I don't follow trend. I stay up with trend, but I always, when I say I know my path, that ain't for you to know. That ain't for the world to know. It's for me to know. You know what I mean? The path is not, my path ain't your path. That's why I can't discuss my path with you. You know what I mean? Like, I always tell people, they're like, Maze, why you don't share your path? Because that's none of your business. My path ain't your path, mm-hmm.
Because people are gonna do nothing but criticize you anyway, man. They're gonna judge.
If I tell you my path, then you gonna believe that that's your path, and you gonna get lost and figure out why it's not working for you, because that path isn't for you. Everybody's got their own path, their own journey. You gotta find out how to unlock that chi, baby, that chakra. You gotta figure out.
I meditate.
I'm always blessed. When I say sun is my melanin, I'm gonna sit there and take that sunlight in and learn more about the day, baby. I go out there and look at the world. The internet. When you stuck on the internet and you stuck in the house all day, you're not getting any energy from that. You need to step outside, get some of that green, get some of that love. The world is built around you. We are humans of power, baby. All the stuff that we get, man, when we go out there in the grass and we go out there and we breathe that in, that's energy. You need that. If you're stuck in the house all day, you're not going to really feel energy. You're just going to feel downness, drowsiness. You're going to feel that. You got to go out there and meditate. Learn to read and knowledge. Learn more about you as yourself as a human. Because at the end of the day, your soul is in this body. You got to figure out what you and this body are going to do to develop and make life much better for yourself. That's the best part about power and in the heart, and how to find the best part about yourself is literally telling yourself and not lying to yourself and accepting your energy and just know that things happen for a reason. Everything will be all right. That's why I go over here and treat people with that kindness. Even when I feel like they don't like me or I feel like their energy don't come correct, I'm not here to hate you, baby. I'm just here to let you know that I got a smile on my face. It's nice to meet you. I feel like you got some hate towards me. I got nothing against you, but I'm always be myself, man. I always judge people by their energy, not the way they talk to me. You come at me with words that I feel like just don't sit right. The energy telling me is more behind you than what you telling me. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna keep on moving. I'm gonna keep it moving. I always distance myself from people I feel that just ain't bringing that real, truthful, positive energy. I gotta be surrounded by folks, man, that's really trying to up my game, because that's how you improve. That's how we improve in life. That's why I'm here mm-hmm. with y'all, man. I don't care about no numbers. I just love your energy. Your energy, good.
Man, and then likewise, man. It's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I'm glad you kind of mentioned that. You know, for those of you guys, he's telling y'all to go touch grass. All right, go outside. As you know, gamers, go touch some goddamn grass.
Please, I ain't even trying to. Look, you can't really need to touch the grass for real.
24-hour apex ain't good for nobody.
Yeah,
it's not. It's really not. It's really not, man. Darius.
Touch some goddamn grass, man. You heard them, man.
But I do want to ask this, though, right? A more lighter question here. With what you do, right? Like, anyone outside of gaming, like, within your family, like, do anyone, like, know, like, who you are, like, outside of,
Let's be completely honest here. You know family don't care about streaming like that, man. You got to be real. You get lucky to find one member in the family that know what you're doing when it comes to street. You know what I mean? Like, when you get one or two people, and if they come and watch, they watch for 2 days, and they don't know more about it than the 2 days that they say. And they be like, yeah, I remember you played. And then, well, I played that last year, auntie. I ain't playing that no more.
My mom be trying, man.
You don't be watching like that. I'm going to say, my family does not, they used to watch, but they don't watch now. Streaming is just not for the, it's not, you will find more family online than you would in IRL, which is kind of crazy, because they check on you more than your family out there in the real world. But at the end of the day, I can't blame my family for not checking on me like that, because I'm not out just in the real world anymore. I'm over here in the inside world, so I'm doing both worlds. So you get more time here with the people on the internet versus with the people out there in the real world. See, if you put more time into the real world, you got more people in the real world check on you versus people on the internet. True. So it plays its roles, it's balance, it beats size. So whatever side you side invest into more, you see where you get more out of. You know what I mean? I like the inside world and I like the outside world, but I ain't been worried about the outside world because I've been learning more about the inside. The inside world has been actually being the more reason I'm being more successful. The outside world is still doing what they did 18 years ago. So at the end of the day, I like the inside world, but I still like the outside world. You need that outside melanin too. You need that outside community. People don't be knowing. You need to learn more, that you need to take some of the facts with the real world, because when you're stuck in the internet, you start to think that everything on the internet is the truth, and it is just not. It's not. People know how to create false scenarios and make things so believable to people, and the people in the outside world gonna believe it because they don't know what's been going on and how people know how to create words to make things believable and create pictures to make things believable. Somebody who knows nothing about the internet said, oh my god. I'm like, auntie, that's fake.
You know what I mean? Did you see like, this? Oh my God.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's how they can make things. Yeah. When people are in the real world, that's how you make things. So they're going to be easily knowing that that feels like the truth because they ain't been on the internet like that. I won't be real with y'all. Like, if you think about it, like you think about it like this, man, you ever wake up, like, think about it. Relationships used to be, they used to be the shit. We used to love that. Relationships was the best thing of life. You know what I mean? And the reason behind that is because when you ain't had no internet, you were more focused on your girl, your passion, the love, the vibe. You wanted everything for that relationship. You want to make sure you did everything for that one. And then the internet came in, and then now everybody just easily showing off everything that they got. I mean, look at Twitch. Now they out here. Now they want to implement the things as they should have implemented. But you got all these people out here showing off the boobs, Twitch Pornhub, and then you got freaking Pornhub itself. And then you go to Twitch, and you got kids out here watching all this stuff. And now people don't want to be in relationship. Relationships don't go longer than about 3 months. It used to be back in the day. You go ask the elderly people, they're going to sit here and say that their relationship lasted for about good 7-8 years. Now you can't even have a relationship in this generation to last you 3 months. You got people out here, the women out here being more stronger for themselves, and now the men becoming more soft. What the hell going on? The whole entire mindset is, if I go ask somebody out there who ain't never been on the internet, they still dedicating their mindset to relationships. They love it. They love their lady so much. They don't want to cheat. In the generation now, all they want to do is 3 months and they won't cheat. What is life to them? And women, is everything is just so much easier. No one wants a relationship no more.
No commitment,
you got the
man.
People out there, no commitment, exactly. But you got the people out there that don't look at the internet, that don't base nothing off the internet, that's still living life the way that it should be lived. You know what I mean? Like, it's
kinda like my brother.
You know what I mean? Think about it. You see the situations at hand. Like, the internet has changed so many people in so many ways they don't even know about it. So many people been so invested into the internet that you forgot about what real life was. You know?
Man, that sound like, let me tell you something real quick. Mm-hmm. Darius gonna laugh because that sound like my brother. This man, he's probably listening right now. This man, biggest tech head. He that's his job. He works in one of them high rise buildings, sit on the top floor like Darkwing Duck, overlooking the city, some shit like that. Tech guy. But man, when I tell you this guy don't know nothing about nothing when it comes to the internet, but you know what?
He has a happy home.
Yeah,
he living happy.
He has
man.
A happy home. So when you were saying all that, that was like, I was like, man, that reminds me of my brother because he lives outside the box. Like, shout out to him because he do listen to us, and he'll tell me, he's like, dude, I listen to y'all when I'm at work in the office. And you know, I listen to y'all, but I don't know what the hell y'all be talking about. he's like, bro, I'm just listening to support, and I appreciate it. But he be like, we talk about stuff, and he just be so lost. But God bless his soul, man. And it's, I mean, you spitting facts though, man. I feel like you have to have a equal balance of, and that's if you're like creating content, right? You can't, I see a lot of people, they get burnt out. They feel like they're not going anywhere because they put so much time doing things the wrong way, I feel like. And then they get discouraged. They get burnt out, then they get discouraged. Well, I spent blah, blah, blah. I spent 12 hours a day doing this. And then on a weekend, I spent the whole weekend editing videos and I'm not getting any traction after what, 2 or 3 months.
Right.
But I'm like, yo, you got to look deeper into the situation. Like, okay, what's going on here? Like, why am I not hitting any traction? Like, there's always an answer to what you're doing. There's always an answer. You just got to be smart enough to find it. You have to work smarter, not harder. And just like you said, to me personally, I feel like 4 hours is a beautiful sweet spot for streaming. When I was streaming, I did 3-4. We rocked out and I left because like I work 2 jobs. Like I can't, you know, be podcasting.
Much love for you working those 2 jobs, man.
Man, I gotta do what I gotta do because I do that, then I do this, and I was streaming. And so I was like, look, y'all going to get 3 hours out of me. This is what you're going to get. We going to rock out and I'm a dip because I got to go edit. Then I got to go to sleep and get ready for work. But it's all about, if you guys take anything away from this conversation, please just think about how you're working. Even if it's not streaming, even if it's in your personal life, your job outside in the world, think about if you're working smarter, because a lot of people just work a lot and they feel like they're doing something just because they're working a lot.
Agree. I can definitely elaborate on that a little bit about working. All right, there's a difference between working hard and there's a difference between working hard and working a lot. All right, working a lot is you hitting that go live button, streaming it 21 hours and no progress. That's just working a lot. Working hard, it will be working for 3 or 4 hours, applying that method from the 4 hours of content you put out to go into putting out videos and things that you edited and doing that almost like every day. That's working hard. That's working hard. Mm-hmm. The recognition just ain't there, but you are applying pressure. You are trying your best. There's working a lot. Like, I work a lot. Yeah, you're used to the concept of working a lot, meaning you're comfortable with working a lot, doing the two jobs. You've got used to doing the normal things. I think a groundhog day, you on rinse and repeat every day. The mindset for me is, if you know you do the same thing every day, like, you know for sure you do the same thing every day, you're going to wake up, you're going to hit that alarm clock, you're going to rest for about another 15 minutes, you're going to hit that alarm clock again, you're going to get up, you're going to brush your teeth, you're going to go to work, you're going to make sure your kids are right, depending on how you do your methods, and nothing has changed. This is just your normal concept. You ain't got the time to think about yourself. You ain't got the time to do anything else. You just know that this is your method every day. And I think you're just getting boring. Now you feel bored. You feel burnt out. You feel comfortable with this because this is what you do every day. I'm going to tell you what brings passion to going out there to chase a dream is, let's change up a little bit of the concept. I'm going to wake up today, but this is what I'm going to do today. I'm about to do this. And I ain't never done that before, but I'm going to do it.
Intent.
I'm going to get uncomfortable with it, and I'm going to get comfortable because that's, let's use that as my decision of being big in the decision that I made to go out there and freaking go on kick. I gave 7 to 8 years to Twitch, and I was like, you know what? Let's change it up today. Let's go to kick, and I'm going to do this today. And things change. But at the end of the day, that's implementing and applying, taking chances to do something. You hear a crowd in the background, you just know, this is my punishment. And then I'm thinking, like, this ain't my punishment. These people on the internet ain't my kids or my dad or my mom. I'm going to go out here and do whatever the hell I want to do. They don't get to control my life. I think once you get out of the concept of letting people control you, a lot of people don't know it, but you are being controlled. If you're on the internet, you can't think for yourself. You are being controlled. This is something that you have to wake up on and think about. All right. A lot of you got to wake up and think. If you aren't thinking for yourself, you listening to the internet. If you can't think for yourself, if you have to go to the internet for approval for something for yourself, you're being controlled. That means you're depending on the internet for an answer, and you don't even need to do that. My question is, why go to the internet for something that you want to change yourself? We don't need to be going to the internet, say, I need this amount of likes if you want me to do this today in my life, blah, blah, blah. Likes should not be the reason you want to apply pressure on doing something that betters yourself. You don't need to go to the internet for that thought process. You need to go do it yourself without worry about what the internet's going to think. I believe that you'll get everything that you want to see when you take care of you. You should always put yourself first before you think about anybody else. The biggest problem with the internet and some of you content creators is you go to the internet for everything. You want this, you want that, you asking the internet to do it for you, but you don't want to put in the work to get it for yourself. You got to take care of yourself. You got to start applying pressure. You got to start working hard, not a lot. Work hard, not a lot. I can tell you right now, you could be working for 15 years, a lot, and you ain't done nothing. Ain't no difference. Your day is just normal. You are comfortable. And if you're comfortable, people can still live day to day being comfortable doing what you normally do. So you're telling me doing what you do every day for 15 years, you're comfortable with the stresses that come with it. You're comfortable with the pressures that come with it. You're comfortable with about the arguments you're about to receive every other 4 days. You're comfortable with all of those things. These are a part of your comfortable life. You're used to it. So when somebody says, and So when somebody tells me, I'm like, man, you surely do be arguing. And you hit me with the words, yeah, man, I'm used to it. I've already read your energy. That means you do, you've been doing this for a minute. That means you need to change up the process, baby. You know what I mean? Go out there and do something different. Make yourself a little more happier. Because you're not happy. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be happy until you're not happy. It's just now you're just neutral. Meaning you're not smiling. You're not down. You just normal. And I ain't trying to be normal. I'm trying to be amazed. I'm trying to go have fun and do what I love to do. And that's what I'm doing. I ain't neutral. I'm out here speaking positive vibes into your lives, giving you the knowledge. But I'm also going to talk my shit. And I'm also going to give you real. You won't get the smile on my face, but you also will get the realness out here. I'm going to wake you up. I ain't going to tell you to lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Don't play yourself. If you're looking to be a positive individual in life, you better apply pressure to being positive. If you out here fake positivity and everything, then that's going to be your first problem. You done played yourself. Don't be lying to your energy because you think it's going to get you some popularity. I done seen people go positive just trying to think that they can get popularity in your hands. Then you go out there and cry about it later. That's your first mistake. You made your first mistake by going doing that. Don't play God. Karma going to come get you. You don't like karma. You don't never see karma coming. It come in there, sneak dish you. Go out there and actually live your life, man, to those perfect pieces, man. Spread love to people for free. It don't cost a dime, man, to go out there and tell somebody that they doing good. It don't cost a dime. It's free. It's free.
Free.
That's life. I've always treated people with kindness, man, to spread that love because I know somebody out there need it. It's free.
You never know what people going through, man. Like,
you never know. I changed millions of lives, man, just doing what I do every day. And that's all I want to do. If I could change one person at a time, I've done my part.
I was trying to give you some ad-libs, you know what I'm saying? I was just trying to drop some ad-libs in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, you definitely are, you know, one of the hardest working content creators I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, to the point where I was questioning whether you were actually sleeping a lot. So, you know, that's, you know, one thing, that's one thing I kind of wanted to talk about too, is like, you know, we talked a little bit about balance as well. It's like, you know, you know, for those who don't know, you are a father as well. You know, you work a full-time job, you know, how do you kind of find ways to strike that balance, you know, to where you can, you know, take that time, go out, you know, just like you said, go outside, you know, sit in the sun and really just kind of, you know, kick your feet up for a moment. Like, what kind of things do you do, or how do you kind of manage your time that way?
First thing, what is time, right? Like, a lot of people, I do a lot of reading. What is time? Time is nothing. Time was developed. Time was man. Yeah. Time was taught. What is time? I don't waste it. Time just doesn't care about me. Time don't care about you either. I had a post I made about time, about you can sit here and complain and be upset with time. Time is nothing. You just go out there and you go do it. I just go find a balance. I go out there and find a balance with what I want to do. Yeah. I'm used to it. I just got lucky. You know what I mean? Because I'm getting melanin. I'm getting sun because I'm delivering packages. So I'm seeing all different kinds of weather. So I'm seeing sun. I'm seeing snow. I'm seeing rain. I'm lucky in that field. And in sun time, that's my boy. That's my baby boy. I love that boy. Yeah, go out there and that's my smile in half, man. That's my power. That's all I got left. He always, when I go pick him up from school, I always give him that 2-4 hours I got with him. And then I'm back to work. There's no time for that. I'm going to sleep when I sleep. And usually now probably don't sleep as much, but at the end of the days, you're a human. You are what you think.
Yeah.
You don't see no bags in my eyes. Ain't no bags in my eyes. I don't sleep as much, but I am all right. My body is good. My health is good. I'm all right with life. I'm vibing. I'm good. There ain't nothing. There's a lot of things that people preach out here, and everybody's body moves different.
Yeah.
My body is a blessing because I've always treated it right. Always giving it that melanin, that energy. I always harness that sunlight, baby. I always go out there and do it. Everything that you learn, baby, is in your head. If you believe that time is important and you believe you don't have enough time, then that's how you gonna think. I don't think about time. I just go out here and do it. I tell people, I ain't finna go wait till 2025 to apply pressure to something. I just go out there and do it. Everything, if I go out here and do something and I say I can't do it, then that's my excuse. I can't do it. If I'm going out here and do this, do that, I'm gonna do that. But I make that time for my son. I make that time for streaming. I make that time for work. Economy is changing. Son understands it. Whole family understands it. I move. You know what I mean? We can't take care of anything if I go out here all day and just say, yeah, I'm here, but now I'm struggling here. We can't get this because even when you come up with the excuse, you can't get this because of us, then they're going to be hitting you with the, that ain't no excuse. Well, yes, it is, because I care for you. So either way, you got to sacrifice one. You either going to work or you're going to do this and still find and face pressures. So you got to make sure that you decide which one is comfortable enough for you. I am comfortable enough in my position. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Time is nothing for me. I go out here and I apply pressure. I've been working enough and I do enough now that I don't need UPS. It's coming. You know what I mean? Like, it's when you focus on your passion and you don't need to sleep unless you're tired. I'm tired. My whole stream will know when I'm tired because I tell them I'm tired. So if I say I'm tired, I'm going to bed, then I'm going to go to bed. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just letting you know. I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm tired now. I done worked my butt off. I'm going to bed, you know? I go to bed for a good 7 hours, so I've got 7 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
If I go to bed for five, I've got a good 5 hours of sleep. I'm good. I'm going to get up, and I'm ready to rock and roll. I motivate. You see my motivation in the morning. Once I motivate myself, and y'all see it in the video, that means I'm pumped and ready to go for the day. Ain't no telling what a day gonna take me. I was happy this morning, but ain't no telling what the afternoon and evening got for me. That's just the way of life. I ain't thinking about time. I'm just trying to go out here and do what I got with the time that I got here.
You just take it in stride and just continue to move forward, that's man. It. That's beautiful. That's
yeah, man. It's a lesson. It's a lesson because it's definitely it's something that, you know, over the last 2 years or something, I'm getting way better with managing my time.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm definitely proud about. And also, you know, I just want to give a shout out to Amaze Jr. over there. I see the Lambo truck, you know. I see you riding.
He always asks me, man. He asks me. He always says, he calls me Mustache instead of Dad. We're a flex. Yes, for that because of having to shave all this and all that. It was Mustache when he was born. That's all he seen. He always asks me, man, and just one, I will just leave. Kids are smarter nowadays.
Yeah,
than we are. I give him that credit. He always asks me, say Mustache. I be like, yeah. He be like, I be just sitting down thinking about stuff. He be like, are you happy? I be like, yeah, I'm happy.
That's awesome, man.
You happy?
I think kids could sense stuff, man. Yeah. I swear, yeah, like
you get me. You feel me?
Right.
It is. I don't ignore that from him. I don't ignore that from him. And I know one thing about him that I pay attention to is if he don't like something or if he don't want to eat something, I always feel like there's a reason he don't want to eat that, but he want to eat this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, everybody always say selective pickings, but no, it's just something that he sensed that he don't like. And I look at something, I'm like, okay, maybe he don't like it for a reason. And I don't like it either now. You know what I mean? Like, he's picky about things. You could tell, he could tell when something is perfectly cooked, and he can tell when something is just fast.
Like, I don't know if I want that.
I don't know if I want that. Yeah, yeah. So if he don't want it,
yeah,
I look at him and be like, huh. I don't want it either. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like if you're not eating it, I'm not gonna eat it. But he know when it's cooked. Yeah. He know when it's a cooked meal, he'll eat that. I'm telling you, the kids now, I'm paying attention to their energy. Yeah, I mean, like, my son's energy is positive and powerful. And anytime you can come out here and just step out there and step outside while I'm sitting on the porch over here just working in my head, and you come out there and just ask me, hey, Mustache, are you happy? I'd be like, take me out of my head.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
That's all he needed to hear. And then he said,
he go on about his business. Yep.
Awesome, ride man. Off in that Lambo truck, I'm telling you. Yeah, you know,
Papa Willie in the
Lambo.
I'm gonna get there.
You know what I'm saying? Amaze Jr. Look. I'm
manifesting. I'm all, like I tell you, everything that I do tells a story, man. I tell people, pay attention. Everything in life is a story. That's like God throwing you messages. People begging for money for God. Y'all asking the wrong person. He is not throwing y'all no money. everything's a message. God throws messages and stuff. You know what I mean? I've never been to church. Tell everybody that. Never been to church. And I'm like, you not church going? No, man. I just chose to be good, man. I'm just a good individual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God throw messages out there that you might miss. It might be a message on a truck. It might be something there that you didn't even notice. You're like, we might be here today for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, there is a reason for everything. There's a message in everything. You know what I mean? You either can ignore the messages or you can see them. I pay attention to every message that's given to me. You know what I mean? Every day is a different message. I see messages on truck. I see messages on a billboard. I might see messages in graffiti. Something out there, man, that's going to be a reminder. It's going to be something to remind you. Just can't miss the messages. You ask God for help. I'll never tell any. One thing I've learned about life is I'll never tell anybody what I prayed for. I say, yeah, I prayed for you. But I ain't going to tell you what I prayed for.
Yeah.
And when I see it happen to you, then that's when I always do like this. I don't tell you what I'm praying for you. I ain't going to say, yeah, I prayed for you and make sure you get this and that. No, I just, somebody said prayer, I'm going to pray, but I ain't going to tell you what I prayed for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just love to see it happen. That's all it is.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, man.
You definitely, man, I'm thankful that we get to do this and that we get to sit here and have these conversations with individuals like yourself. You know, like I said, it's not just for our communities, for people like this. You know, I get stuff out of these conversations as well. And, you know, having, you know, once again, you know, hearing your story, having you, you know, talk about the things you've gone through and how you view life in a different light. You know, I really do like identify with that. You know, have to really, I tell people all the time, man, until you go through some shit, whether that's losing somebody you care about, whether that's, you know, financial struggles, whether, you know, anything you could think of, like any major life event, you know, you really have to learn to take stock of things and be grateful for the good and the bad. That's what they always say. You know, you really do have to just learn to be grateful. You know, this time,
that's all it is.
You know, our time in the industry is finite. You know, our time on earth is all finite. You know, so you have to be grateful for the time that you're here to do these amazing things. And, you know, you, once again, you definitely are doing, what's your name? You're doing amazing things, man. And I really can't wait to see the next step of your journey. Like, you convinced me. I'm gonna be on Kick, man. Next time you streaming, I'm gonna be up in there. I ain't gonna lie to you. Man, you know, having this conversation with you definitely, you know, opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Man, come over there, come kick it with us on Kick, man. It's the way, man. It's the way. I know you said a lot of people see a lot of things out there, but you're gonna eat better, man. You're gonna see a lot of things for you better. I always say between two platforms, man. That Twitch got the numbers, but Kick got the togetherness. Like, with those smaller crowds, that togetherness is much stronger. You got people that's going to support you better, what you expect, your expectations. You're just going to see new people you want to kick it with.
It's like family, man. And, it, you know, it's giving heavy Mixer vibes for me personally. That's what Mixer wants.
Yeah, they got that. And honestly, that's where you want to start. Like, it does have that family vibe. I see the way you interact with a lot of your fellow Kick partners and... You know what I'm saying? And I think they right now is the perfect time for them to build a very strong foundation with you and the other amazing Kick streamers that's over there that's collabing together and putting together these events like the Underground Uprising, which is tonight, by the way. Guys, go check that out with Amaze on Kick. I'll definitely be in the building. But yeah, like I really, really just pray that they realize what they have right now with you and the other guys over there.
Well, they're paying attention. They're paying attention.
Yeah, I see the community people and stuff talking on Twitch. I see them talking all the time. And if they just keep building on that, and like you said, it's a business. So, and I told people this before I even talked to you about it. I was like, you know, Kick is just starting, so you're gonna see, like, it's gonna be changes. There's gonna be a lot of changes within the infrastructure. They're still new, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna fall down a few times, but you know, you got to pick yourself back up, and you know what I'm saying? And it's good competition, because I think what this does is it puts a fire under Twitch's ass, and it's just like, hey, you can't just sit around here and just think like, you know, you're the top dog now. You know, you got competition. So they're going to have to eventually start making changes as well. And so it's going to be like, you know, steel sharpens steel, you know what I'm saying? So everybody in the end should be able to land somewhere and make good use of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just seeing that, because I'm starting to transition from like playing games to more of the behind the scenes stuff. Like I'm starting to really love the business aspect of streaming, gaming, and stuff like that. So
gaming, I will tell you, it ain't more. I'm telling you right now, the gaming field dying, man. It ain't there. It's not
2013,
the way
2014 anymore.
Yeah, like this IRL content, talk shows like what y'all doing right now, music, art, everything is getting like gaming is there to be the competition, the esports. I'm not seeing what everybody else is seeing. I'm sorry. I know they're trying to bring the dream back, but we're not seeing the dream that we used to see for esports.
you hit a hard one right there.
We could have another podcast about esports.
I'm telling you, man, because I've been paying attention. As much as I want to see esports return, it ain't the same. It ain't hitting. I mean, like, it ain't hitting. Tough, like, unless you going out to a live event, it's hitting. But if you try to do this on streams, it ain't hitting like that. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people believe that everything is embedded at this point now. Like, you're just trying to hype up something that's just not there anymore.
Makes me mad.
It does. It's crazy because, you know, I had faith in that type of situation. I did, because I pay attention to all cylinders. It's not just one side. But when I see them trying to revamp something, it's just like, I don't know if you think that's going to work, because it don't matter. Esport gaming in general now is like, it used to be very, very fun. I think the lack of expectations, we got to wait for a company to really bring out that let me cook game. You know what I mean? GTA 6 is probably going to be a let me cook.
100%.
That game's literally going to change the world.
That's a let me cook game. That game is probably going to bring gaming and probably step up for a lot of people. You know what I mean? Step a lot of people up, because we done got so many games right now, man, that if you want to talk about it, like it's just, I don't know, man. Some games are just, I like it. Now I don't like it. And I think there's a new game that's how it's called, Once Human. I've never played, but people are really getting addicted to.
Yeah, I've seen that. A lot of Destiny folks are
I think they would, right? They would. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, I'm like, yep, let me go ahead and step away from that. I'm not finna be catch that chemistry addiction.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and sit back, and music has really have changed me in a lot of ways, man. It's a lot that is it's a lot.
And it's funny that you mentioned it too. Like, I really feel like goal oriented content is gonna be the thing that kind of prevails in the long run. Like, you know, if you want to play games, you know, have a goal. Like, you know, Monster Hunter is really, really starting to have a resurgence right now. You know, have a goal of, hey, I want to beat this particular. You know, come up with, you just like you said, like, find a niche. Try to be unique in that particular part of it.
A long and powerful thing. Yeah. Please find something unique. Cause that will never die, like trends do.
You gotta find. Yeah, don't trace the trends, man. Like, pay, just like a man said, pay
that's
attention to them.
But the streaming, though, what you just said right there is, people see something working for one person, and then everyone starts to chase this trend. And when it don't work, everybody gets upset. And
they'll do it for like 2 months, and then they'll be off onto the next thing, or years ago, I stopped chasing game releases. You know, I was big into, I need to play this game because, you know, the curve is up here for this when it releases, and it's going to be down here when, you know, a week later after all the big streamers stopped playing it. And, you know, not only did that burn me out mentally, I got tired of it. You know, I play what I want now. You know, like, I play the games that I want, you know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, I've found a different passion for Apex, you know, because I'm, you know, doing I'm playing in tournaments and stuff because it's fun. Like, I do it because it's fun. And
there you go. You're doing it because it's fun.
I have fun. Yeah.
It's our Apex god here. No. He's going to be modest, but he's bringing home the gold for super weapon.
Silence. I'm having fun, you know, doing those things. And that's, you know, if that has to be the theme of this episode, besides touching grass, of course.
I got so many names for this episode. It's crazy.
It's, you know, just be yourself, man. If we can impart that, because I know we have a lot of content creators and stuff who listen to these episodes. Let's learn from each other, man. Like, we're, you know, especially for people that look like us. You know, that
indeed,
that
which is the hardest thing for most people to do, but it is very true.
Yeah,
I got something I can leave a quote for y'all that I left for somebody earlier.
Let's hear it, brother.
Absolutely,
this is the only quote that I can tell a lot of y'all. All right, I may have a million, as that says, I may not have a million followers, but I've got a million reasons to keep pushing. That's something that I, that's a quote of the day for y'all.
That's beautiful.
I may not have a million followers, but I've got a million reasons to keep pushing.
I love that, man.
Ooh, that's a long title for a show, but that sounds fire. Hold on.
I love that, man. And you know,
that's a good way to end it.
I was just about to say, I think that's a good way to end the episode, man. You know,
our longest episode yet.
It is, yeah.
Let's go.
You know, but it honestly, it didn't feel like it, man. Like, you know, if we there was so much we didn't get to, as well. So, you know, in the future, we would love to have you back. I'm gonna just go ahead and say that now, man.
I'm gonna return with you, boys. I got you. I love y'all. I love y'all energy. I told you, I came here for the energy, the good vibes. I love it.
And we appreciate you, your community coming out, man. And you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you guys, you know, for coming out. If you guys are in the live audience, man, thank y'all for being here. Thank you guys for the follows.
I can't see the chat, but if you are here, drop a W in the chat. Thank y'all so much for coming out. For the ones who truly came out to listen and support, I know y'all don't like Twitch. Shouts to my kick homies out there. I get it. But hey, I'm proud that you came over here on the purple just to come over here and listen to a story, because I know there's a lot of y'all out here that really, really love listening to to good energy, especially when it comes to me talking about some real things in the industry. So that's a blessing tonight.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for being here, man. If you guys are listening to this, the audio version of this, make sure you guys check Amaze out, man. Check out the podcast. We record every Saturday, you know, every single Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. We go, you know, everything from gaming to pop culture, to have an amazing guest like him on, man. But at this time, you know, we would love to just give you the floor, Maze, if you want to do any shout outs, any projects you're working on, if you know, anything at all.
I definitely want to do a shout out.
And Iceman was not drunk, okay? I just want to say.
Oh, jeez. Iceman
was not drunk. I watched that stream, man. I watched you guys during, y'all was at a little party.
Dreamhack? Yeah. Iceman. Iceman says he won't drunk, but the way he was moving, he was drunk, let me tell you. It's funny. Let me shout him out. Shout out to Iceman. Shout out to Dubs Music. Shout out to my mod team. Shouts out to my small little family, Sassy, Echo Nation, Sydney, all of my family over there on Kick, man, that support me anywhere I go, no matter if it's Twitch, no matter if it's Kick. Shout outs to you guys. And the biggest shout out I want to give out to is my dad. Shout out to my dad for building, for making me understand where I wanted to be, for letting me be myself. I get it now, and it's been a blessing, and I have. So, and if y'all have it, man, please check me out on kick.com/amaze. Ignore the noise. Come over there. Come in and vibe out and get some joy, because we do this over here on Kick, cooking music up from production, from it sounding like nothing to being something. We work out here each and every day. I don't do one day. I do every day. 7 days a week. We don't take no days off, no breaks. That's unacceptable. We move. UHM is all about process, moving forward, never looking back. And that's a fact. We don't live in the past. We live in the present to build the future. Project I got coming up. Any projects? Only project that we got right now that everybody needs to tune into tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the Underground Uprising. Catch these musicians, man, because these people got some talent, and I'm always just as shocked as everybody in the crowd to see what we got going on. To let everybody know, break it down a little bit about the Underground Uprising. Right now, we got our people doing auditions so we can figure out who we're pairing them with, and basically that's when the mission starts. Well, the partners of each team, we hear music and see who comes up with the best music in the industry. So it's going to be a great time until it ends up to the 2 versus 2. So it's going to be a fire vibe. And this has definitely been funded by Kick for Kick. So thank you, Kick, for being letting us go out here and do what we love to do and show off these musicians. And that's pretty much it.
That's fire. Yeah, and that's awesome. I'll definitely be in the chat checking that out later. And I advise that you guys do too. Darius, you gonna go ahead and outro this thing, or what are we gonna
do? Yeah, man. I think that's gonna be the end, man. Once again, thank you guys for hanging out today, man. It's gonna be in the audio version, man. If you guys are in the chat, hang around. We're gonna play some games afterwards. But all of Amaze's links, all his
promos
and stuff, it will definitely be in the description for the podcast episode. And if you guys came in and missed any of this,
This will
be on YouTube as well.
Oh,
TG, definitely, man. Shout out to Terrible Gaming. We had him on a couple weeks ago, man. Another great content creator, man. Love that guy as well, man. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Super Weapon YouTube. That's where we will be uploading this, so you guys can go back and listen to this, man. He dropped some gems in this, man. That's all I'm saying. Like, you guys, this, I'm definitely gonna go back and make sure I catch this. But thank you guys, man. That's gonna be the end of the episode, man, and we will catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.